State Representative Dr. Geraldine Peaton began her political career following the end of her contract as a school principal in the town of Pinyon in 2008. Energized by the prospect of the country electing its first African-American president, she switched from education to political activism. KAWC's Lou Gumm has today's interview.
From her home in Goodyear, Peaton worked on the next three campaigns to elect Barack Obama. Years later, her organization and leadership led to her appointment to the Arizona legislature. She joined one other African-American in the 90-member body and is the only African-American woman. Peaton's August 2017 appointment came during a volatile session of the Arizona legislature.
You stepped into a session that was really defined by the Me Too movement, by charges against one of your colleagues, Yuma legislator Don Shooter. The Red for Ed movement happened. Teachers walked out. What a trial by fire then. You must have come in a little bit naive about the process.
I say naive perhaps about the process, and also just shocked at the lack of civility that existed on the floor. As a matter of fact, the second day we were having an ethics training because of all of these sexual allegations that were made and sexual inappropriate behavior and that kind of thing. So the second day on the floor, I'm sitting at my desk, and right in front of me was another representative. He had his computer open, and his screensaver was a Confederate flag. And so ironically, we were on the part of the presentation where that, you know, like if you see something, say something. If you see pictures or posters that you consider politically or sexually inappropriate, whatever, or make you feel uncomfortable, then you should say something. And so I did. And that became a big thing. And it was resolved. I the representative I spoke, he said he would just not bring that computer back on the floor. But that was almost like a snowball effect, and things just kept growing from there, you know. But I was incredibly proud of the teachers. You know, the 75,000 teachers marched on the Capitol, and every day they were up in the gallery. Their presence was strong and intense. I mean, I think the belief that they were trying to push was that they were going to do this anyway. They were going to give the teachers a 2020 written. No, they were not. They weren't doing anything until 75,000 teachers in red T-shirts marched on the Capitol. And then the tides started turning.
Talk a little bit more about the civility issue. Did that improve over time?
I think there's more work to be done. I can just about count on certain people popping up if I have something to say. If I have something to say, they're going to, you know, take the opposition and not really be nice about it. Reverend Representative Boulding and I were both impugned for speaking out against another representative who wrote an article, I think it was an op-ed article, and used the N-word. And we were stating opposition to that, how we felt that that was inappropriate, certainly for a elected official to use that kind of language. And we both were impugned. Basically, we were told to shut up and sit down.
So what gives you hope? Why go back?
Because I'm the only African-American woman there. And I feel that we need to be there to have our perspectives heard, our voices heard, to add some diversity to the conversation. And it's not just being African-American. I speak out for the underprivileged, the disenfranchised. I look at the world through a different lens. I grew up in Newark, New Jersey. My mom was a single mom. I was a single mom. And so I have some sense of what the struggle is like.
State Representative Duray Peaton, thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.